How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, this is a cool idea. Whose idea is this? And tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, it was really born out of budget debate that occurred earlier this year and the significant diversion of funds out of the school aid fund. And the House Democrats, we began to hold forums around the state, task forces, collecting information from residents on what the cuts would mean to their communities. And we began with a fightschoolcuts.com website, and the response was overwhelming. And it was out of that website that we heard from residents around the state that they would like to have even more flexibility in accessing this information. And so the idea then progressed into a mobile app. And it's really the first of its kind. And we hope that people will use it and get the information that they need about the cuts to their schools and what those cuts mean to school districts.
Now, the app is available for Android, iPhone, and BlackBerry devices.
Yes.
And it will allow any caucus in the state it will allow residents to input. All you got to do is put in your zip code
right.
or use GPS location to access school cut numbers. Is this in full effect now? And could I look into my area?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is in full effect. And we're trying to spread the word because people are downloading the app and putting in their zip code and then getting the kind of information that they want.
Now, the app can be installed through the QR codes on fightschoolcuts.com or by searching for Fight School Cuts in the Apple App Store, the Android market, or the BlackBerry app world. You know, as we start looking towards the next budget, a lot of cuts had to be made to balance the budget. Do you anticipate that cuts from education will occur again?
Well, the problem with what happened in this budget is that for the first time ever since the advent of Proposal A, we saw the massive diversion of funds out of the school aid fund. So in other words, when Proposal A was passed and people went to the ballot, the notion was that school aid fund would be for K-12. And we're hearing that from people all across the state, that the whole idea behind Proposal A was to protect the integrity of the school aid fund. And what happened in this budget cycle is a constitutional loophole was used to literally move over $500 million out of the school aid fund to be used to fund community colleges and higher education, which had never been funded before with school aid dollars, and really was to balance the general fund, general purpose budget, which was basically not getting the funds it needed because of the changes to the business tax. So that's really what is the permanent problem in my mind. And, you know, the fact that occurred and will occur again, that I think is what is causing such alarm. Will we see further cuts? Well, the reality is that now that school aid dollars are now going to be moved to other parts of the budget, in a way that people never intended when Proposal A was passed, that's, to me, the most cause for alarm going forward.
We've been talking with Representative Ellen Lipton. Representative, I got a feeling we're going to be talking a lot about this as we get ready for that next budget cycle. I think thanks for your time so much. Appreciate you.
You're very welcome.